Tonight's shir, Simon Shin Aleph, Se'if Zayin. Before we start the Se'if, the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkon Te Zayin writes, Kol Yotze V'chulu, Ayin Be'er Locho, Lukin Be'er Locho, Masha Kasavnu Kitsas Bapsicha L'Simon Zeh, V'Simon Shin Gimel. Lukin Be'er Locho, we wrote a small introduction to this chapter and Simon Shin Gimel. So let's take a look in Be'er Locho before we actually do the Mechaber. Be'er Locho Divir Masel Kol HaYotze V'chulu. Klal Dine Hotso'o. The general rules of halachas of carrying in this chapter and Simen Shin Gimel are as follows. The davar she'eno malbush velo tachshit mikri masui v'osim in a Torah. If you go out on Shabbos and you're not wearing something that's considered a garment nor jewelry to adorn you, then it's a burden. You're allowed to go outside on Shabbos wearing clothes. You're allowed to go wearing things that are considered tachshitim, adornments, jewelry. But if it's neither a malbush or a tachshit, it's a masui. Then you're carrying. That's a burden. V'asim and the Torah prohibits it. Ubemezid, if you did it on purpose, chayv karis. The penalty is karis. Ubeshoyge chatas, if it was inadvertent, then he has to be karmi chatas. V'hainu imhotzi osa kedech hotza osa b'chol. But that's only if he was carrying it outside the way he would on a weekday. But if this is not how he would take it out on a weekday, we call that taking it out in an unusual way. There's no penalty, there's no karis, there's no chatas, but it's still asa midorban. But something which is in fact a garment or an adornment, that's permitted minatera. El sheish kama devar mashos chazal. And yet, there are a number of things where our chachamim made restrictions, even though minatera is mutter. Yesh mehem she'asru mishum dilma shalfa machve va'asila seyinu dalar ames b'shus rabim. Some things the chacham said are asr because they're afraid you will take it off, show it to someone, and end up carrying it dalar ames in a public place. Me, however, Yesh plugtum shaykh gabi ish shalafu machvi. There's a machlokes whether this idea would be relevant to a man. K'mosha kasav misiftes, like we write in siftes. Gami ish kama devarim she'asim mishum shu rafui. There are a number of things we prohibit because they're loose. V'dilam mishtalif memela. They might fall off by themselves. V'asi lesuye. And then again, you might pick it up and carry it. V'gam yesh she'asim mishum dilam machaychi ala. Then some things that Chum said you can't wear because people will laugh at you. Vasi l'mishlif, and that'll cause you to slip it off. Va'asuye, and carry it. Gamish kama devarim sharas mishum marasayin. And then there's a number of things where the Chum said you can't do because of marasayin. It's a matter of appearances. Va'oid yesh kama devarim sharasu l'isha. Then there are a number of things that the Chum said a woman should not do. Mishum sheyesh kama devarim hachoytesim betfila. Because some things will be considered a barrier, a chatzitza, for immersion. V'chashin and dilma misramila tevila shal mitzvah. And we're concerned. It may occur that she has an opportunity to immerse for mitzvah. Shas hitzrichal hasira meila. Then she has to remove these things that create chatzitza. V'dilma asyo achakach lesu. And it could be after. She'll just carry it home. V'chal dvarim she'enim asurim l'malbush gamur. Then there are things that are not really made as garments, rakla atzule tinuf, rather they're there to keep you clean. Kagon, for instance, shamanachas milmala chatichas beged altsi ifa shol yistaneif mneg shaman. Maybe a woman will take a piece of cloth and put it on top of her kerchief to keep her kerchief from getting wet. Mikri masa, that's considered a masa. Another example we give is like an apron. The whole purpose of the apron is to keep your clothes clean. It's not a garment onto itself. So if a woman would walk outside wearing an apron, that would be a masa, it'd be a burden. Ach imhu malbush gamur, but if it's a total garment. Af shehu asur lahatzel minhag gashamim, even though it happens to also protect from the rain, like a raincoat, mikri malbush, that is a garment. For a masa, that's not a burden. V'da'od, you should know further. The af shehu tachshit gamur, even something which is totally an adornment, imnos obiyado, if you carry it in the hand, mikri masui, that's still called a burden, v'derech chatzo, in the normal way of carrying outside, v'chayev ala, and he would be chayev. Zeh mimashe lekarti misefer tosefet Shabbos, ushama komas, this is what I have collected from the Sefer Tosefet Shabbos and other places. So with this introduction, the Mechaber will be much more easy to understand. So let's go back to the Mechaber Siv Zayin. Kol hayoytze b'dover she'eno tachshit, ve'eno derech malbush. A person goes outside on Shabbos and is wearing something, but it's not jewelry. It's not an adornment. And it's not clothing. V'hotzio k'derech shurgiyon l'hotzio so dover, and he takes it out the way he would on a weekday, chayav. So that's it. He's doing Issa D'Raisa. Let's stop here. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah. So we did Mishnah Berurah Tezayin, Mishnah Berurah Yud Zayin. Ve'eno derech malbush. If it's not like clothing, the ilu hotzi'o derech malbush, if he was wearing it, harilo hotzi'o k'derech kol hamotzi'in, then this is not the way most people do. She'kol hamotzi dover she'eno tachshit lo. When people take something outside and it's not an adornment, motzi'in aso b'yadayim, it's usually carried in their hands, lo derech malbush, and not in the form of a garment. So we're talking about something which is neither a garment nor a tachshit, because if this is a malbush, that's not going to be the problem. He takes it out the way he would on a weekday. There's no shin, nothing unusual. If he's liable, says the Mishnah Berurah, die, you should know. The kol makom shenemer behilcha Shabbos chayev. Wherever we will come across the word chayev in the laws of Shabbos, im also b'mezid, if this was done intentionally, chayev karis. It means he gets karis. U'b'shogeg, if it's unintentional, d'hainu sheshachach shu Shabbos, that means he forgot that today was Shabbos. Oh, or shlo yada shemalocha zo asur, he didn't know this activity is forbidden. Then the word chayev means chayev chatas, that he has to be a korban chatas. We'll see later on in Shin Lam Adal what he's supposed to do today. Vim shochach eze dover et slow. V'hotzio b'shoig yigushus harabim. Now, if he forgot that there was something on him in his pocket and he took it outside on Shabbos, b'shoigig, inadvertently, to shus harabim. Eino chayiv alei. He's not going to be chayiv. The meleches machshevas osu Torah. The Torah only answered thoughtful work. It means he intended to take it outside. El she'eni yodeya, he just doesn't know shayom Shabbos to teish Shabbos. Or, o shemalach zosu, he didn't know. But if he carried without realizing he's carrying, he doesn't realize it's in his pocket, and he carried, that's not shogig, it's less than shogig. Shogig is I know what I'm doing, but I think it's okay to do it, either because I don't know Shabbos or I don't know zosu. Here he doesn't even know he's carrying. He won't be chayv. That's not melech mashavas. V'dinei rishis harab. Now, as far as what is a public domain, ayin l'kamon, they have to look later. B'simen shinim hey, siv zayin. U'mashik esan l'shom, it's later b'simen shinim hey. Look over there at siv zayin, what we wrote over there. Back into the mechaber. V'kol tachshit shehu rafui. If there's something they're wearing over their clothes, some kind of adornment, and it's loose, she'ef shelo b'kal lipol, could very easily fall off. Asur lotseis bo, he cannot go out with it. V'miyatsa, but if he did, patur. Since it's rabban, it's not isdiraisa. V'isha lotseisei b'tachshitim shadarka l'shalfam. A woman should not go outside on Shabbos with her jewelry. If it's common for her to take them off, perish l'hasiru me'alel, she'll take them off u'laharosim and show them to her friends. So she shouldn't go out on Shabbos wearing them because we're afraid she'll take them off, show them, and start walking and end up carrying. V'ayin l'kamon simin shin gimel sifid ches. Look later at simin shin gimel sifid ches. Im asur afilu b'chotze o b'bayis. Is this iser even in the yard before the shes harabim or in the house? Hilch therefore, lo yetze ish, a man may not go out on Shabbos, lo b'sayif, not with his sword, v'lo b'keshes, not with his bow, v'lo b'sris, not with his sris, perish mage, not with his shield, v'lo ba'ala, not with his club or mace, v'lo b'romach, not with his spear, v'lo b'kelim she'enam tachshit, or he can't go with anything that isn't adorning him. V'miyarasen, if he did, chayev chatas, he's chayev kamer chatas. V'lo b'sirion, nor can he go out with armor, body armor, v'lo b'kasta, nor with a kasta, perish kovash al barzel, an iron helmet. V'lo b'magafayim, what's that? Perish on pilosh al barzel, iron leggings. Vimyatza, if he went out with these three, pater. It's not chayiv, it's pater. Shem derech mabash, because they are things he wears. He doesn't carry them, he wears them. He's not supposed to go out with them, is drabonon. But it's not the same as the sword and the spear and those things. Let's stop here. Take a look at Mishnah Sivkan Chav. Asur lotseis bo. Anything loose should not be worn, not clothing, talking about adornments. Dilma nafu, afraid it'll fall off. Vasi lasu yinu dalad amas v'shesaram. Then he may carry it for amas and the shesaram. Sivkan Chav alas shedarko l'shal from a woman should not go out with jewelry that she will typically slip off and show to her friends. We're afraid she'll take it off and then she'll carry them for amos in the public place. Sivkan chav beis lo b'sayif. A man should not go out with a sword. Even if it's tied onto his waist in a scabbard. That's the normal way to carry it on a weekday. So even if it's his dress uniform, doesn't make a difference. Sivkarachav gimavalo ba'ala, an alas doima lamakel. It's like a stick, verosho ogle with a round head, kamo kadur, like a ball. So some kind of battle club. Sivkarachav dad velo b'sirion. He should not go with his armor. Milashon v'sirion kaskasim. The pasuk describes Goliath wearing chainmail. Sivkarachav e potter. If he goes with the armor or the helmet or the leggings, he's pater, shehem v'chulu, because he's wearing them. U'mekomokom aser, still aser. Mishum maras ha'ayin, this is a maras ha'ayin problem. What's the maras ha'ayin? Sheyach shedu haro'im, people who see him suspect him. Sheroitzali hilochem b'shehem b'shabbos, he intends to fight with them, to do battle on Shabbos. V'gam afilu b'cheder chadom aser, and it's also aser even in his innermost chamber. As is written in Sifcha Memhei, I shall look over there. Back into the Mechaber. V'lo yetze b'tfilin. On Shabbos, a man should not go out wearing tefillin. V'bnei shetzorech l'hasirom keshi kaneis abeis akisi, because they have to come off when he wants to enter the bathroom. V'lo yetze katon b'minol gadol. A small man should not go outside on Shabbos wearing shoes too big for his foot. Dilma nafil, because it may fall off, for asi lasuye, and he'll end up carrying it. Aval yoytzehu b'cholakal, because he could wear clothing that doesn't fit him, that's too large. That we're not afraid. If he's wearing a shoe of a larger man, we're afraid he'll slip off and he'll carry it. Clothing of a larger man, we're not concerned. For lo yetzeh b'minol echad, he should not go out on Shabbos with one shoe and the other foot bare. Im ein lo maka baragal, unless he has an injury to the foot, because if he doesn't have the injury, dilma machaychile, people will laugh at him for going with one shoe. V'asi la'asuye, he'll take it off and carry it. Al miyesh lo maka baraglo, but if there is an injury to his foot, yotzei ba'osei she'en bo maka, he can wear the shoe on the uninjured foot, and everyone knows the reason he's not wearing a shoe on the second foot is because there's an injury, there's a cast, there's a wrapping, whatever it is, and they understand they're not going to laugh at him. Mishnebura sevkan chavav lo yetsi b'tfilin b'nei v'chulam. He cannot wear tefillin on Shabbos outside because he takes them off and he goes to beis hakisei. Umashma, the implication is the bebeiso ain isur l'nech tefillin, that in his home there's nothing wrong with wearing tefillin. V'davka b'manichan shelo l'shem mitzvah. Now this is only if he wears them and it's not for the sake of the mitzvah. Aval l'shem mitzvah asur, for the sake of the mitzvah it's forbidden. Kanal b'simin laman aleph. We learned this back in simin laman aleph. Hey, look over there, Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Hey. The Mishnah Berurah over there goes and discusses that there are those who are machmir, even in his house, not l'shem mitzvah. But if there be bizoyon, if you see the tefillin being disgraced, they're outdoors on the ground, he can put them on to get them into the city, derech malbush. He just has to have in mind it's not l'shem mitzvah. Sivkan Chav Zayin, Shetzarech V'chulu. He has to take off the tefillin when he comes to Beis Hakisei. So we're afraid he'll carry it for amos. Umashma, the implication is the belav haitaimo, that without this reason, lo yo'os l'tzeis behev, there'd be no iser to go out with tefillin. After kaim l'on Shabbos, lav zman tefillin, even though we hold Shabbos is not a time to wear tefillin. since he's wearing them as clothing. Look later, talks about the issue of the muksa component of tefillin. And back at Simon Laman Alf in the Ber Halacha. Sivkan Chav Ches, Katan B'minol Gadol. Katan means, Hainu Odom Shu Katan, a small man, B'minol Shu Gadol Lo, in a shoe that's too big for him. So we're afraid it'll slip off and he'll be carrying. Sivkan Chav Tes, Ba'osa She'en B'makam. If he's wearing only one shoe on the healthy foot and the other foot is injured, that's okay, no one's going to laugh at him. Hatam, the reason is, Mishum desu lo mechaychele, no one will laugh at him. The Yadi, they know, she efshul lino haminu beregel sheba hamaka, they can't put a shoe on the injured foot. The makaso muchachas alov, the injury proves it. Vayim berlocha, look in berlocha. If you look in berlocha, the berlocha brings, this is actually a machlokas. The machaber says that he wears the shoe on the healthy foot, and the injured foot is without a shoe. This is the opinion of Chiya Barav in the Gemara. Rav Huna holds exactly the opposite, that the foot with the injury gets the shoe. So the Mechaber follows Das Rabbeinu Chananel and the Riff and the Ram and the Rosh, the Paskin like Chiya Barav. But the Balama Orange, who is Maram Paskin the other way, like Rav Huna. El Yerabba quotes them, Shem Bambusha Yonta, Chen Hagro, Bigzirayif, Nishalmi, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, the Achronim agree, the Nochon Lahachmir, that the proper thing is not to follow Shulchan Aruch, the proper thing is to be strict. Never to wear one shoe, period. Even if there's a makah, whether the makah is on the foot with the shoe, whether the makah is on the foot without the shoe, because you have the machlek, it's better to go barefoot if you can't wear two. If you can't wear two, go with none. Because either way, you got to the machlek. Mishnah Berurah concludes in the Ber Locha, Umikomokom bididan, Sheinonoshisram Gamura. L'das Har Poskim. The Achronim are saying once we machmer both ways. Just if you can't wear two shoes, wear zero shoes. But the Ma'aseh Mishnah Berurah says many Poskim, well, we don't have a Shusram. Mistaver bevadai she'ein lo lahachmer yoyis b'psakim mechaber. It makes sense that we're not going to be more strict than the psak of Shulchan Aruch, and you could wear the shoe on the healthy foot. Ki yesh mekil legar b'kamos somewhat totally makel b'karmos. Anyway, the Gemara is mentioning Gimel. If you chasuk saying is mentioning Gimel. So the bottom line is, there's a lot of scenarios when, even if midiraisa, it's not considered carrying, but the Chum had a number of reasons why they would aser wearing certain things on Shabbos because of a chashash that you may end up carrying, and we have to worry about that as well.